Okay, so everybody take a breath. So if you're comfortable, shut your eyes for a minute. And just imagine that you could drop your consciousness from wherever you perceive. Usually we perceive it's in our head. What if you could just drop it down to your throat, down to your heart? Just imagine their perspective from your heart. You've been looking at me for a while now, so imagine that you're just looking out from your heart. It's a little lower perspective, a little more centered perspective. Just really tuning into the heart for a moment. And imagine, because we're just imagining, what if you could really feel safe? What if you could perceive your heart, the center of your being, of acceptance? And what if you can imagine, really letting your imagination loose now? What would it be like if you had no fear of protecting your heart? No old memories, no cellular memories, no energetic memories, no physical memories that you need to protect your heart. What if your mind and your ego were really the ones supporting your heart? Taking care of all the little details of human life so that it was functional and good and easy. Participating in life in real time, and yet truly living from the heart where there's no judgment. The heart that so easily feels compassion, connection. The heart that feels connected to other people's pain, other people's joy. Your heart that responds so quickly, lightning quick, to beauty, to cuteness, to fun, to inspiration, to courage. Imagining just for a moment that in this time together, we could be expanding our hearts safely, comfortably, so that the next time we're filtering thought or experience or telling our story, questioning ourselves, we could imagine dipping into the heart, knowing the truth that your heart center, that which beats your heart, adores you, loves you, supports you, wants you to know great happiness and connection, fulfillment, and peace. Your heart expands in contribution and connection. Your heart expands in all the good frequencies. The heart that does not compare. The heart that doesn't judge harshly or hold resentment or bitterness. The heart that just is open to experience, knowing that all of it serves the Creator and is good because it's life, it's expansion. What if you could feel the roominess of the heart, honoring the protection that's been established around it, and just shifting now from the heart into curiosity, what would it be like to become skilled, to become practiced at resonating from the heart, while the mind and the ego are of service to that resonance? And take a moment now and thank your heart. All the joy that you have felt, the happiness, the positive anticipation, the gratitude, the expansion of your heart when you've given to someone else, you've helped someone else. The way the heart feels when you're enthusiastic about a project or goal. All the ways your heart is of service in such a limited capacity. How fun might it be to allow expansion here? blessing your heart, thanking your heart for all the information that it stores. For the way it circulates life force through your body. The heart, the tireless support of your mind, always pumping oxygen and blood, all the minerals, everything that's needed throughout the body. Really resonating now for a moment that the heart supports your life. The mind is only a tool. Only a tool that you could use to expand your heart. The mind is a fabulous tool that you could choose to use to create a very uplifting, empowering life experience which would delight your heart. And blessing your heart now, knowing that at any time you can reconnect at this level. Taking a big breath, and coming all the way back, coming back into the room, all the way back,